This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The district attorney in Clear Creek County will investigate the killing of Christian Glass by a county deputy this summer. 22-year-old Glass called 911 for help after getting stuck in a dirt road late at night. Glass's parents say their son did not pose a threat and they intend to sue the agencies involved in his death. Police body camera footage released yesterday shows a tense encounter with law enforcement that led to a deputy shooting and killing Glass, who was locked inside of his own car. Enrollment at Colorado's community colleges is showing signs of improvement for the first time since the pandemic began. CPR's Paolo Scholzeta reports.
The Colorado Community College system has seen a steady drop in enrollment for 3 years straight. While numbers still aren't at pre-pandemic levels, they are up by about 3%. Colorado's community colleges have enacted a wide variety of strategies to bring enrollment up, including changing their names and offering cheaper four-year degrees. But much of the growth actually came from high school students enrolling in concurrent classes. The courses allow kids to earn college credit while completing their high school degree. I'm Paolo Scholzeta, CPR News.
The Bureau of Land Management says it will fully staff its western headquarters in Grand Junction for the first time. Colorado's Democratic U.S. Senators Michael Bennett and John Hickenlooper said in a joint statement the move will strengthen public lands management. Republican Congresswoman Lauren Boebert said she was thrilled and that this wouldn't have happened without bipartisan collaboration. All three supported former President Trump's decision to move the BLM's national headquarters to Grand Junction in 2019. The Biden administration later reversed that decision. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.